Hey, I don't need to say it to the other two guys. They wake up fresh because they know.
I feel like everybody in that Royals locker room last night got laid.
Welcome to the show. What a vibe that was. You walk in, they're playing Return of the Mac.
Oh, my God. They beat the Pirates.
They kicked their ass, man. That was a good win last night. That's the best home win we've seen all year.
Heck yeah.
So I'll take it. That was a hell of a game last night. Vibes were good. Nobody was down. Vinny was fantastic. What a game. But what a Tuesday. 69 degrees this morning, too. Can't make it up.
Yeah, baby.
You can't make it up,
man. Let's go.
I just want to win, Jen.
That's right.
Yeah. So was that the first game all year that you guys turned on and went, all right, they got this one. It's 7-2.
It's 7-2 is when I turned it off. Yeah, about the fourth inning. We're like, all right, we've seen enough here. It's time for let's go watch an episode of Wings and hammer the night away. And so that's kind of what we did last night. Yeah, it could be. I mean, yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Hey, Jen's on summer break now. All the days blend together. So, You know, it doesn't matter. So she's got 3 weeks off to
kind of
reset. I'd love it. I think everybody in the world should have that opportunity. And that's something that this country should provide to everybody, is having a long time off every year to kind of reset your batteries. I mean, I think it's great that she has the opportunity to do that. And I think more and more, you know, companies, and quite honestly, it should be federal law that every year, you know, we shut it down. Everybody gets a mandatory 3-week vacation to kind of, you know, refresh their batteries. I guarantee you, if you did that for people, you know how much more productive people would be at work if you gave them 3 weeks off just to kind of, you know, recharge and reflect and rejuvenate themselves? It would be outstanding. 1 week is like a tease. You'll realize that when you get back. You'll be like, oh, man. 1 week, you just, because you finally get in that vacation mode. And then when you get in that vacation mode, you're like, I'm out of that vacation mode because now I've got to go back to work. And so, you know, last year when we did the 2 week trip, that was good. That was good unwinding. But I still think 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, give everybody a little bit of a sabbatical.
Damn, a whole month.
Yeah, but it pays off, man. I mean, you know, people will work harder. They will work better. They will be better at their job. I mean, you see it all the time in whatever industry you walk in, how many people are just slugging into work every single day. And it's like, I don't want to be here. Give everybody a month off, mandatory. You know, not everybody takes it at the same time or anything like that, so you can keep companies up and running. But to give people that opportunity to have that time off to rejuvenate their batteries, I don't see anything wrong with that whatsoever. And I think it should be federal law. So there you go. That's Bob Fesco's take of the day. Federal law, month off for everybody.
Well, maybe you can do the Lord's work because you'll talk to a politician today on the Kansas side.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing Ty Masterson, the head of the Kansas Senate. The president of the Kansas Senate will join us at 8:20 today. They reached out to us. I wonder what they want to talk about today. So we'll find out.
America?
Yeah.
You tee him up, I'll hit him.
Is he coming in today?
All it takes is a text or a strawberry pie.
Hello, America.
Hello.
I hope he's doing better after that fall he took.
He's fine. Yeah. He just spent 10 days in Italy. He's doing great.
Yeah. According to you, he needs 14 more.
He does, absolutely. But he's retired. He's got that opportunity.
There's different pools here.
Well, he's not working. He's off.
But he'll tell you, I'm always working.
He's always grinding at it, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Emmanuel Acho could use a month or a year off.
Yeah. Emmanuel Acho should probably use the rest of time off. Has he ever had a relevant take that meant anything important about anything, or does he just fire stupid takes that are just ignorant? Like yesterday must have been the day of ignorance, right? And Emmanuel Acho was the leader in the clubhouse on the ignorance take yesterday. Everything he says is ignorant. I've never looked at a take that Emmanuel Acho has said and went, yeah, I totally get that. It's always some just stupid comment about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and all that stuff. I guess when you don't really have a platform, saying asinine, irrelevant, dumb stuff is the only way people are going to notice you. And that was Emmanuel Acho yesterday again.
Mm. Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later as well. I thought last night was a good day for the Royals. I thought they had a good night. I mean, Lofton smacked one. They had what does Vern always say to everybody? This team goes with Vinny, Sally, and Bobby.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know Pittsburgh's bad, but that team has not looked good at home. That team has not hit home runs at home. That team hit 4 home runs last night at home. That team is 5-2 in the month of July. But again, like, this is, again, a deep, deep hill that they got to climb. Yeah. I know that doesn't make sense. It seems like an oxymoron, but I mean, they dug themselves into a hole in June, mm-hmm. and they've got to go out there and win again tonight. And I think they have to win again tomorrow. That way you give yourself some sort of leeway when the Mets come in town. And then if you take 2 out of 3 against the Mets and you finish the home series 5-1 going to the All-Star game, back to your theory, getting some time off, getting your head clear, doing all that sort of stuff, maybe that pays off and they just get to bank on this. Because to me, last night was the best they've looked at home. And it's hard to say that, you know, there's another game out there, but I mean, you hit 4 home runs, you score 8 or 9 runs, you beat the smithereens out of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who said, we're not going to pitch Paul Skeens. By the way, got to watch that guy. What a man. What a statue. It's biggest guy on the field.
Oh, specimen. Is he really? Is he like Judgian type size?
O'Neill Cruz is tall
and
big. He didn't play last night because Noah Cameron's left-handed. Cruz apparently doesn't hit lefties. Nerd.
Get your ass in the batter's box, bro.
So Skeens was out there. It was weird because they were all wearing like their, you know, black warm-up shirts, and Skeens was just like in a yellow shirt. And Kramer,
because you can't hit him because he's the quarterback.
And can't talk to him on days that they pitch.
Right.
And so we're out there, and he's like throwing a baseball against a net, just kind of like looking the field. I guess he's like really into like grounds crew. So they were like saying like Paul Skeens, like how Mike Trout loves weather.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens respects ground crews.
Good.
So he'll go around and look at the field. So, you know, Kramer and I are out there do some content for our social media on the Fan 96.5 on Instagram. Look for that later today and later this week. But no, it's good game last night, man. That's all there is to it. But you
I
gotta
love
have
that Salvi's hitting home runs again too. Like that warms my heart.
He's
man.
Hitting the hell out of the ball.
That's like it. Thank God. And there were so many people that wanted to run that guy out of town, you know. And it's like, oh my God, we got to get rid of Salvi. Oh, he's washed. Hey, put him in the same category as Travis Kelce. Hey, Salvi's washed. And Salvi's just going out there and mashing home runs now. And you know, there are certain things, you know, when a season goes the way you don't want it to go, like it is for the Royals right now, you've got to find ways to kind of keep it positive and keep it exciting and keep you coming back for more. And Salvi's that reason. What did he need? 28 home runs at the beginning of the year to get 300, right?
Somewhere around
28 home runs or something like that. What's he at now? I mean, he's closing that gap to get closer and closer to that 28. He's in double digits, obviously, of where he is in home runs. And I think I saw something. Was he at 50 some RBIs now already this season? Like Salvi's number is 52 home runs. He had 52 home runs. That'd be outstanding.
Look out, Bonds.
So 52 driven in and 11 home runs right now. So he's what, 17 home runs away? 16 home runs away from hitting 300.
Mm-hmm.
That's very doable in the second half of the season, especially with the way that the weather is right now. It's hot. The ball's flying out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. And so that is something to watch and something to kind of keep an eye on, because if Salvi gets that 300th home run this year, mm-hmm. he's a lock for the Hall of Fame. He's a lock for Cooperstown to get that 300th, you know, home run. Now, if he gets it next year, he's still a lock to get it next year. But that 300th home run as a catcher is a big deal, because not a lot of catchers hit 300 home runs. And so if the team isn't winning and not doing, you know, what we want in the standings, hey, Salvi's still out there to pay attention to. And the closer he gets to that 300 mark, the more important these games are going to be and the more impressive it's going to be to go out there and watch him to kind of start to deal with a little bit of that pressure, because that's a big number. That's a big deal for Salvador Perez. And then he will assert himself as, I believe, the second greatest Kansas City Royal of all time. And once he gets into the Hall of Fame and wears that Royals cap, everybody's going to be happy. He's going to be one of the greatest Hall of Fame inductions we've ever seen because who Salvi is as a person. But that's something important to watch, man. I hope he gets those 300 home runs this year, and we don't have to worry about that going into what could be his final season in Kansas City, and then we get the opportunity to truly celebrate him next year.
Yeah, he currently ranks 8th on the list all time of home runs by a catcher at, I guess he has 300. It says he's, I guess it's playoffs and counting. So,
yeah.
Guys above him, Gary Carter, Pudge, Yogi, Johnny, Fisk, Piazza.
All Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Lance Parrish is there as well. Plus, the other milestone Salvador Perez, too, is close to his 1,000 RBI.
Right, exactly.
He only needs 32 more for those.
Yep.
So you'll see 2 milestones this year from Salvador Perez.
Hopefully we do. I which one do you think happens first?
It's both.
right.
What if it's like 300 home run is a 3-run shot, I mean, and he has 997 RBI?
$20 free bet. Which one are you putting it on
RBIs.
First? RBIs.
Yeah,
what,
for
are you,
sure.
what are you doing?
For sure, it's RBIs.
It is. Okay.
I mean,
so,
just mathematically, it's not even close.
So he's 30-some RBIs away, roughly.
32. He's already got 50-something,
yeah.
So that means he's over halfway. He's under halfway as far as the home runs would go, because he's got 11. He needs 17 or 16 more, you said. So just mathematically, I'm thinking, okay, RBIs.
The other thing, though, with RBIs that you factor in is people getting on base in front of him and giving him those opportunities, yeah, right? Like you
when
can
you're hitting fifth,
yeah, but you hope people get on base and whatnot. So quote unquote, you can control the home run more than you can control the RBI, if you will, and you really can't control the home run, but you're not relying on anybody else to do their job in order for you to do your job. And so if Salvi goes up there and hits the solo home run after solo home run, then that may close the gap, you know, sooner rather than later. But 52 RBIs, man, I think that's a big number for a team that's not scoring runs and a player that, you know, certain individuals said was washed. 52 RBIs at the midway point, that guy's on pace for about 100 RBIs. And if he hits 22 home runs and drives in 100, that ain't washed, my friends. That is far from being washed, especially at the catcher position. Those are huge numbers.
Yeah, he is. Let's see here. He is second all time on the list for Royals. George hit 317. Sal has 284 right now.
Yeah.
So plays again next year with the Royals. He's going to be the all time home run.
You want to see him break George's record?
Why not?
Yeah, hey, right. Cool. No, yeah, absolutely. I think George would want it broken. I guarantee you, he would say, "Yeah, go ahead and break it." He was happy when 15 won, so he didn't have to talk about, you know, being the old guy winning the World Series anymore. You know?
I do think that. I mean, I love George, fan of the show and fan of his as well. I think that it's time to, you know, eventually, like, you have to get past George.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, eventually, you have to get past Lynn Dawson and all these great for the Chiefs. You have to move on from that. Like, who'd have thought that we'd be sitting here today saying Chris Jones is better than Neil Smith ever was, right? Like, and I know Neil Smith's the Chiefs legend. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's okay to have that historic, you know, artifacts and records, but at some point you want to see somebody else do it, because you don't want to be that franchise where it's like, when you think of the Kansas City Royals, who do you think about? George Brett.
Right.
It's 2025.
Right. Like, George went into the Hall of Fame 26 years ago.
That's right.
You know, so he retired 31 years ago, right?
Right.
And he's still by far the greatest player in franchise history. And look, that's how good George was. He's arguably one of the top five baseball players in the history of the game. But it's also a very big indictment on this organization not being able to figure things out for 40 years. And now we've got our guy in Salvador Perez. And I think also Zach Greinke, too, will go into the Hall of Fame wearing a Royals cap. And I think that's important as well. If those two guys can go in, both wearing that KC on the cap, it gives us a little breathing room of going, well, the only Royal is George in the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.